remember everything.
Remembering everything doesn't mean you know everything.
You've just been hacked. Could be worse than Snowden.
Facial recognition got a hit.
Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne.
Why would he come back now?
He's seen things. He knows things. What if he's not coming for us? What if it's something else?
Okay, here's the deal. After a bump in the road with the Bourne legacy, trying to recast the hero, Matt Damon returns with Paul Greengrass for Jason Bourne. The story follows our favorite amnesiac operative as he tries to uncover more information about his past and the people who weaponized him. Everything that made the Bourne movies exciting to watch is in there. Car chases, international locations, CIA bosses barking orders in a room of computer screens, and Matt Damon killing people with everyday items like chair legs and rubber belts. However, everything that also made the Bourne movies quality films are missing as well, mainly the plot and the character development. With an embarrassingly thin plot, Jason Bourne ends up being one of the most inconsequential movies of the series, with a circular story that pretty much brings us back to the same place we were when the picture starts. Jason Bourne gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.